You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Droid Toker,
Peanut Surprise,
Surgery Hide and Seek,
Beaver Pole.
Ooh, I've never pulled a beaver before.
With that attitude, you never will.
Yeah, well.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gass.
Mr. Rob Gass.
That's me. All this bigger introduction every week. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together.
For the Rob Gass.
Oui. Oh, boy. How is your Canada Day?
I worked Canada Day since July 1st, but afterwards my brother's like, we'll get in the car, we'll drive downtown and go to see the big fireworks off the CN Tower. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure the entire world is downtown Toronto.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, it should be no problem. We'll just grab a spot by the lake or even around the lake. Yeah. Yes. Well, people with a lot more money owned all those properties. So there is no – there's one or two spots, but it's completely packed. And so we thought we were going to go see the fireworks coming off the CN Tower. Turns out that when you're driving down the 410 heading into Toronto from Brampton, there's a peak in the 410 that is so high that you literally see all five boroughs.
Yes.
So at one point we saw, I think, 45 displays of fireworks around the entire GTA, which was awesome.
Yeah, like we have a what they call it's the 400 series of highways. We got the 401, 407, the toll one. We got the 410, the 403. We got a bunch of. They call it like the 400 series. Like, how's the 400 series today? Oh, it's good. It's bad. It's shitty. It's always shitty, actually. But so when you're driving through the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, it's everywhere. Like, it's, I mean, it's, and when you're driving through, you don't notice like the highways go up and down. Like, they're graded so gradually that, like you said, like there are some areas where you can actually, oh wow, I can see the whole city.
Yeah, and there's like certain parts where you're ramping onto the 410 going to Brampton, you look up, and you're like, holy jeez, there's another one. There's another highway way up there.
Yes.
So when you're up on top of there, you got a great view. And for those who don't know, Drake popularized the term the six. Do you know where that term comes from?
416, the area code.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks. It is not.
Okay, well, drop some knowledge on me then.
And here we go. Ready for it? The six stands for the boroughs, including Toronto.
Oh, the six boroughs. So yeah. Scarborough, Etobicoke, Markham.
North York, all that. So all the boroughs around Toronto, plus Toronto, I think, as well.
Yeah, they got makes the six. Toronto proper, yeah.
So there's five boroughs, and Toronto makes a six. I believe that's how the math works out. So that's why they refer to it as the six. And but everybody thinks it's because the area code is 416.
Yeah, but
mind you, there's like seven different area codes now in Toronto. That wouldn't make any sense anyways. So,
but that's the six. Okay, well, there's some places. I don't know. It's kind of like it always gets compared to New York, right? Like we got our boroughs.
Yeah, but really, we're closer to Chicago in a lot of things.
Very much so. And that's, I think that's just Canadians trying to shoot high, saying, yeah, it's like New York, but Canadian.
Well, it is as what was his name there? Just the old guy from CBC used to refer to it as Toronto is New York if it were run by the Swiss.
What?
That's
Very old and
no, Peter.
Peter Mansbridge?
No. Even before him, or one of the older guys. So he was. That's how they described Toronto. It's basically. It's very nice. Very clean. It's big, but everybody's very polite and very cordial to each other.
Yeah.
Within reason. Compared to New York, like we're like you're like oh yeah, sorry, I didn't see you there with your car. Whereas New York, you're like, I'm walking here. Yeah. Like there's not that aggressiveness.
Yeah.
There's nowhere near the same level.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody wants to try to get along. So, yeah, it's like New York if it was run by the Swiss. It's not as big as New York, but it's close.
It's Toronto. So anyway, Canada Day, I was at home most of the day, just spent it around the house type thing. Didn't do anything, but I don't do anything really that spectacular as it is. Like, it's a great long weekend for me. You know what I mean? Like, because even though it fell on a Saturday, we get our holiday on the Monday. It gets bumped. And as we speak now, we're recording on the 4th of July.
Yeah, that's right. So happy 4th to our American listeners.
Yes, Americano. You know, happy 4th.
Drape yourself in the flag and the red, white, and blue and the stars and a whole bunch of, shitty beer.
That's funny you say that. I had somebody say that to there was an American that hopped on to, like, because obviously Twitter blew up and we have a lot of Canadian shows, even that are friends of ours, you mean? And it's like, hey, happy Canada Day, isn't it? And then one of the American shows jumps in and goes, so is that like kind of like the 4th of July? I'm like, yeah, it's our nation's celebration. I said, it's just less gunfire and better beer. So, yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
When we set our fireworks off, not everybody drops to the ground.
Yeah. Actually, when people actually shoot each other, nobody drops to the ground.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You know, because we're like, is that fireworks? What? All right, well.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, but all kidding aside, happy 4th of July. And God damn it, you need stronger beer down there.
But you make a hell of a whiskey.
Yes. Their Tennessee whiskey. I got turned off to that a while back. I thought that was back in the day where I thought it was, oh, look at Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue is drinking.
Well, I don't want to get controversial, but technically, even though it's a Tennessee whiskey,
yes,
it's actually made and it should be labeled a bourbon.
It is, but
you
still,
know, it's, it is actually a bourbon. But they, yeah,
that's like the same thing. Say, as like,
it's like there's a Canadian tuxedo and a regular tuxedo.
Yeah,
you know, you can call it a Canadian tuxedo. It's still blue jeans and a blue jean and a jean jacket. Well,
that's
just jacket. It.
Like that's ours. Everybody says, "Oh, you drink rye." Well, yeah, it's rye, but it's Canadian whiskey. It's the same.
Yeah, because it's made from rye, and so like sometimes they call it rye whiskey.
Yep.
And even in the U.S., they during Prohibition, that's all they drank because they got it from us.
But as far as whiskeys go, we know Scotch is a whiskey.
It is. If it's from Europe, it's got an E. If it's from the Americas, it doesn't have the E.
Yep. And so that's a whiskey. But Irish whiskey, hands down, pants down, whatever you want to call it, the fucking worst whiskey out there. Like, I don't like the taste of Jack Daniels anymore. I just, no. They, like I said, I thought it was, oh, look at Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue is drinking it, like in the 80s. Holy fuck, that was a bad idea. Just, oh.
No, I bought two 60-pounders, and for those.
Of Jack Daniels?
Yeah, if those who don't know, those are 60 ounces.
Yes.
But so I had the big bottles, and I would go over to my brother's cottage, and every time I would go, I would bring a 60-pounder with me. And was I doing Apple Jacks and bringing apple juice, or was iced tea? I don't know. By the time we were done, it was 5 in the morning, and all you hear is a giant splash in the lake because I threw the empty bottle into the damn lake.
Oh.
So that was back in the day. I don't know if I can get away with that now.
And you wouldn't.
I'm a actual Scotch drinker now. I'm a slow, give me the good stuff.
Really?
You know, yeah.
I'm always been and probably always will be Crown Royal. Actually, I got a bottle. I never drink, but now just basically on the weekends I might have a tumbler, some Coke Zero, some ice, and like a couple fingers of Crown Royal.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of rye whiskey.
You don't like Crown Royal?
No, man. My dad drank it. My brothers drank it. Oh. But I never found a taste for it.
It is fantastic. You have to come
on. I just thought it tasted horrible. And it's not that I don't think it's a good product. It's a very good product, but it's just not for my taste. But I drink Scotch. I drink bourbon.
Really?
You know what I mean?
And that's what I mean. Yeah, like Jack Daniel's, like Scotch. We've had our dealings together with Scotch and. It's one of those. The thing is, there is such thing as a bad Scotch. Like even like there's.
Oh, yeah. I can name you a couple right now.
No. We don't have to throw any.
Well, let's just say the bottle's triangular and it's got some sort of military person on it.
Yes.
Ugh. So I got this bottle from my grandfather after he had passed away, and we had kept it at our buddy Steph's house for a long time. And then there was a time that came up that we needed to commiserate together, and so we said we're gonna have a drink. In honor of some people in our lives that were no longer with us. So we had this drink, and we had this look of horror. After we had taken this drink, we just looked at each other and we went, yeah, okay, we never need to do that again. No, we didn't. No, we're good.
So, yeah, so to toast loved ones that are no longer with you, you did it with horse piss. Like,
basically. Yeah, it was fucking horrendous. And I used to be a Johnny Walker guy, but I always had this wicked aftertaste, wicked bite on it. And it was a little too peaty for me, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to look around, and now I'm a Macallan guy. I absolutely love the stuff. It's amazing.
No, well, that's
I like bourbon, too. Maker's Mark is fantastic. It's like the most myself and my brother, the first time we sat and had a bourbon together, and we had never tried Maker's Mark. I got it as a gift from a friend of mine, from Alexis, and I said, here, you know, let's try this.
Right.
And we both looked at each other, and we went, oh, my God, this is amazing. So, yeah, big fan.
Okay. Well, that's – and again, like me, I'm a rye guy. Even back in my 20s when I was living in North Bay, I always had Crown Royal, and I always kept it in the freezer because it rolls out real nice. Like, it's just one of those things – It's just a different thing. And then I end up buying, at the beginning of one summer, I bought a Texas Mickey of Crown Royal. Now, and those of you that don't know, Crown Royal is like a short, stubby bottle. Yeah. So if you have a long, tall bottle and you pour yourself a glass, you can see it going down. But because Crown Royal, the bottle's shaped at the top like a crown, and the Texas Mickey was so fat that you could literally fill an entire tumbler full of pure rye. And you'd hold the bottle back up, and it wouldn't even dent it because of the surface area of liquid inside the bottle itself. It was just and I remember I had all the bottles. I had like the tester, the half Mickey, the Mickey, and then I ended up, you know, when you're young and stupid, you got them all lined up on your look. I got every size, and I needed the Texas Mickey. So I'm like, and the Texas Mickey, how many
110 ounces?
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
Yeah, it's at least 110, 120 ounces or something like that.
Yeah.
It's at least double a 60-pounder. It's massive. And the bottles are oversized as well. Like, it's just freaky to look at.
Yeah.
Half of them come on cradles.
Yeah.
Or you'd be able to tip them over.
Because you can't pour them, like, properly. Like, if you try, it's like having, like, imagine, like, having a huge bucket of water and trying to pour 1 ounce into a tumbler.
And when you would walk into the liquor store, they would have every brand. So there'd be like Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Right. And there would be Jack Daniels. You look at these things going, oh my God, these things are huge. And they're comical, but they're not very practical.
Well, no, but the thing is for me, like, and because I always had my rye and coke, right? Or rye and diet coke, whatever. Because I would always drink that, I would just, instead of running the, I'm like, and rye doesn't go bad.
You know, no, sir. So no, it does not.
I would always have it. I'm like, okay, well, instead of running to the liquor store every weekend, I'll just buy this big thing. And then I remember about a month later, I'm like, oh my God, I'm out of rye. And I was shocked.
You know who had a good idea on that was Canadian Club. Canadian Club is a brand that's been around for probably 100 years,
yeah,
if not more.
A rye, a Canadian whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the one of the ones that were shipped to the U.S. during Prohibition, right?
Okay.
But their Texas Mickey had kind of like an accordion pump on top of it.
Yes.
A white ball that's a Canadian Club, and it had an accordion, and it was a siphon.
Yeah.
And you just pumped the top of that thing, and it would fill up your glass.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, now that's innovation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just like almost like a draft ball, but it's fucking rye.
Yeah,
like a draft. We keep talking in Canadian terms here. A draft ball. We've had experience with that. That's where they put like what 36 beers into a big round plastic
54.
Sphere.
54.
54. My apologies.
Yes, and it's a round plastic sphere.
Yep.
Has two holes, and you use the same punch that you would use on a keg,
yep,
except one of the stems are very long.
Yeah, exactly.
So it could reach the bottom.
Exactly, and it was a massive ball. It was about the size, what was the diameter of it? What, like a foot?
Oh, it was more than a foot. Oh, no, it was at least a foot and a half to 2 feet. Like, you would use it as a buoy when you were done with it. You paint it, turn it over. You know, and you'd tie a brick to it, throw it in the lake, and if there are any rocks in the water, you'd throw it to make sure nobody would – like, we used to see those things all the time. People – it was actually on the actual box it came in because it's round. So – and it's fucking heavy, man.
Oh, but yeah, I know.
You just can't pick this thing up and carry it. Even we were trying to get it more than halfway down, and it still took two of us to carry the thing.
Yeah. Well, you know? I remember we went out and we got really hammered because we were drinking from a draft ball.
And directly from the draft ball.
Yeah, so we had the pump, and then we had glasses, and we just ended up saying, fuck it. And then we ended up going to a beach, and it was like 2 in the morning. And we realized, because it was a big round plastic sphere, And once we realized, oh my God, we got more than halfway done.
Yeah, once we got halfway done, yeah.
Once there was more air than beer inside this draft ball, we realized it's buoyant.
Yeah, it floats. We had like this beer bottle with a tap on it,
yeah,
floating next to you. So you're floating on top of the water.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure there was like six of us and we were naked. So there were women there. All right? Okay. It wasn't just dudes.
No, yeah. You make all the sound.
No, remember there was I won't say any of this, but yes, there were a few women there, so it wasn't just the dudes. but it was funny though, because we were just, you're drunk, you're floating, you know, you got your mast not at full sail, but you're, you know, it's blowing in the wind, and you got this draft ball next to you floating, and it was like the greatest experience.
Yeah, so can you imagine having like, it would be the equivalent of having like a case of beer floating beside you. Just as, anyway, so these are all these Canadian stories, but you know, we did have Canada Day, so we can sprinkle some stuff in. But you know what I should do, because we're getting a little long in the tooth in the show here. I got a couple of shout-outs to make. TJ Hodder from The Hodder Show, he gave us a nice tweet today, actually. He was saying he was listening to our show, and he was loving it, and he was encouraging everybody else to listen to it. And we say the same. I download his show every week. And he's from – is Oshawa in the six? Because he's from outside of Oshawa. So he is not in Toronto.
No, you got Pickering, Ajax, and then Oshawa.
He's on the very east side. Like, I'm not in the six. I'm on the very west side. So, but anyway, TJ, again, thank you so much. And it's right back at you. And I talked to him I messaged him saying, hey, we usually, obviously, because of the holiday, not this week, but we usually record Mondays 5 p.m. If you're around Skype, let us know. We'll get you to hop in on Roman's headlines type. So, also the Peanut Gallery podcast, they're fairly new. There, I got 13 episodes out. I've been having a little back and forth with them on the Twitters, and we've been reviewing each other and liking each other's shows. So, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that, and keep up the good work. I'm enjoying your show. And other than that, I had another story, but I can leave that for another time. We're getting.
You sure?
Well, okay. Now I have to talk about it. I saw a meme today with Rocky Dennis. I have saw a meme. Sorry, I'm tired. So I saw a meme today. Remember the movie The Mask from the 80s with Eric Stoltz and Cher?
Yep.
And not The Mask, Jim Carrey The Mask, but
yeah.
So there's a picture of Eric Stoltz. Now, he has that deformity, right? That bone disease. So his face is all poofy. If anybody that knows the movie, just Google Eric Stoltz mask or 80s movie mask. Like, you'll see.
Is it elephantitis? Is that what it was?
No, I can't remember exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, there was a huge prosthetic on his face. So he's all swollen and everything else. And then, of course, if you remember the movie, he dated a blind girl. And so they dated each other. And then there's a still picture of him with this big prosthetic on his face where he's completely swollen, and the girl standing beside him. And it says underneath on the meme, it says, when you finally man up and eat her ass, only to realize you have a peanut allergy. Now, you have to see, like, you have to see him. If you know Rocky Dennis, the character in this movie, like, I was in tears. And then a guy at work today was like, well, you think that could happen? And I'm like, excuse me? He goes, well, if you're allergic to peanuts, you think you could have a reaction if you're eating your girlfriend's ass and you got a hint of peanut? I'm like, what, like peanut oil? Like, what do you eat? Or an actual peanut? Like,
look, there's geniuses all over this world.
No, it was a legitimate question. He said, this is a smart guy. He was like, well, wait a second. Hang on. Time out here. Yeah, it's a funny meme. Like, he was wanted to dissect it for a second. I'm like...
I was in line today at the bank at the drive-thru, and I'm waiting for this guy, and he's taking forever, and I just look around like, what the hell are you doing? But now I've got the patience of Job, right? My brother would have got out of the truck and tried to beat him up.
Right.
I was just like, okay, come on, dude. Let's go. Finally, he grabs his envelope, and he's about to put it in the machine, and I see him give it one big lick, and he folds it up, and he puts it in the machine. Just so you know, those are self-adhesive envelopes.
Yes.
They're already covered.
Yeah.
Oh, you just flip one lid over the other.
Yeah, yeah.
So he gave a great big lick to an already glued envelope.
Right.
And he must have went, Yeah, this envelope tastes awful.
All right. Well, okay. Yes, envelopes taste bad, but you kind of jumped over my question. Do you think you can get a peanut allergy from eating a woman's ass? If she, say, had peanut butter the day before.
Well, if you're highly allergic to peanuts and she put peanut oil on her ass, yes.
Well, yeah,
yes,
of course. But what if she had a peanut butter sandwich the day before?
Well then you've been licking too deep.
Okay.
Stop fucking drilling for oil, right? It's a surface thing, all right?
Well, now we know.
Fuck's sakes.
I wasn't going to let you skirt the issue.
Fuck. Hey,
hey, what are you, politician here? Mr. Trudeau, is it true you can get a peanut allergy? Like, whoa.
Hang on. I'm still trying to figure out where Alberta is. Don't fucking ask me any questions.
Oh, don't get on. We're going to stay away from that. Stupid. Yeah. What was it? Our Prime Minister had a speech on Canada Day and forgot to mention one of our...
He named all the provinces and the territories, and he left a giant province out. Alberta.
Yeah, because people that don't know, we have 10 provinces, 3 territories, and 3 territories up north, you know, and...
Apparently not anymore. Apparently somebody's annexed Alberta without telling us.
Ah, well, you know. Hey.
Yeah, what do we get in trade? Apparently a giant rubber fucking ducky in the shores at Toronto, in Toronto, downtown Toronto.
Oh, okay.
You see that thing?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's a giant rubber ducky.
Right.
It costs $120,000.
Right.
To bring to the waterfront. I don't know how long it's going to be there for, but it's like some sort of gimmick that the provincial politicians did as a this will bring tourists, and everybody went, you spent how much on a goddamn rubber ducky? Now it's like 50 feet tall. It's massive.
Well, yeah, but still, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't, like, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. Anyway, that's – so, you know.
Hang on. Before we continue, I got one more story. I got to say this.
Okay.
I got my car, and I got the – you know, I put the right turn signal on, and it started blinking really fast.
That means the bulb's burnt.
Exactly. Okay, so I get out. I'm at the. I'm going to a place to bring my workout bag to get sewn up to get fixed, and I said, you know, let me go check to see which one it is, whether it's the front one or the back one.
Right.
So, anyways, I turned it on. I walk out there, and the back one's on. And I'm like, God damn it! And I just lose my patience, and I just punch the thing with the side of my hand, with the palm of my hand. You know, like
right.
the side, and like I basically jukebox the damn thing.
You'd like the Fonz.
Right, exactly my point.
Okay.
Dude, I think I'm the Fonz, because when I hit the damn thing, not only did it turn back on and blink fast, it slowed down and started blinking slow again. And it's still working.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Is your office in the men's room? You know, in hindsight, that's a little creepy, Fonz. Having quote-unquote office... in a men's room in a diner.
He had his office in the men's room, and there was one episode where a dude had to really go bad.
Right.
Right? And he says, you better not listen to our conversation. He's like, no. And then he went to the stall, and he put his fingers in his ears, and he came back out with his fingers in his ears the whole time.
Wait.
You know? And they just looked at each other and went, how the fuck did he – what the – how did he pee?
How did he pee? And it's funny. I actually saw Henry Winkler, the man that played the Fonz, about a year and a half ago, and in person. And believe me, he would tell you, hey, listen. Yeah, whatever, buddy. Like, he's just a tiny little man. He would be like, no, I will pay you. No, never mind. I don't give a shit if you're the Fonz.
Yeah, he's a nice dude, actually.
He is, but he's not intimidating, to say the least.
No. He's changed. He's not that guy. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, it was acting. Like, it was just one of those. That was his character, and he did it well.
He was in the Scream movies, too. Well, yes. One of them.
All right, Tom, do you have a we've been going a long time. Do you have a couple stories this week?
Yeah, we'll just throw a couple stories here.
Yeah, we'll get one, then we'll do some housekeeping, then we'll try to squeeze another one in.
Okay, so one of them I just found, and so I haven't read it too far into it, but salvaged Star Wars droid sells for £2 million.
Yes, of course I heard about this. You know, my Twitter blew up when this is the R2 from the New Hope movie, the original Star Wars, right?
The original Star Wars. Yeah. And they they went scavenging for all the parts for it?
Yeah, well, the best they could. Now, see, the thing is, it wasn't just one. Obviously, when they made them, it wasn't just one R2-D2 when they made Star Wars. They had one that used to sit on two legs, and that's when the actor Kenny Baker used to go inside. and he had dwarfism, and he used to like have like turn the dome.
He used to have dwarfisms. Did he stop?
No, he used to have to turn the dome.
Oh, like inside. Sorry.
No, he Kenny Baker passed away last year, actually. So
was it because he stopped having dwarfism and he grew up real fast?
No, he didn't.
It's like Benjamin Button's fast forward.
Yes, exactly.
like toothpaste coming out of a tube, and he just died.
At the time of filming, as far as I know, he was a little person. And they used to put him in the R2, and then and apparently he used to get high as fuck in there too. He used to smoke a lot of weed, which is kind of funny. But anyway, so they have, you see R2, he's on two legs, and then you see him, whenever you see him in the desert, he's on three legs, like his middle leg comes out, that's when people are pulling him. So there was a few different R2s on, so I guess maybe they Frankenstein one together, or...
My middle leg comes out, people start pulling too.
I know they don't. Anyway, so I think it was just, so basically it's screen authentic used, and what did it sell for?
2 million pounds.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. It's about, what, 2.5 million U.S.?
Yep.
75 million Canadian?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. $1
billion. $1
billion. Well, and again, I was like, holy shit. Like, if you got, like, hey, I like to collect some cool stuff, but god damn, you must got to have a lot of scratch to be collecting that. Like, that was, it wasn't what you brought up when they made that solid gold Darth Vader mask. Remember? Couple months ago.
In Japan?
Yeah. Like, there's people that just have money to burn, man. I don't know. Like, it's just...
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, let's get on to more stuff, because that one you already were aware of. But you know what? Let's talk about some housekeeping real quick.
Okay, sure. Where can everybody find us on Twitter?
On Twitter, they can find us at Roman Podcast.
And we have a new Instagram account.
We do have a new Instagram account. And that is Roman Podcast.
Yay! And yeah, and that's still, like, I used to post stuff on mine on Cast 1973, but now we got just a separate Roman Podcast one, so it's just all for show. For
join this it, because everyone's joining it.
Everybody's joining the Roman
Podcast. My phone's blowing up with notifications. It's crazy. Our Gmail account.
Yes, for if you have any tasty or tasteful nudes, you can send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com. And also don't forget to check out www.romanpodcast.com for our, that's our website. And you get all our show needs on there. Of course, we haven't mentioned in a while, EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bound Network, all those. I know I put the promos on the show, but I mean, we really appreciate them, and we love being on their networks. And other than that, we'll get to our personal stuff at the end.
Yeah, that's fine. And on our website, you can also – we have an Amazon link. If you want to click through, buy something from Amazon, they give us a little bit of a kiss on the back end.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's no peanut oil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or let me know if you're going to kiss the back end and you have an allergy. I'll be sure to stay away from peanut products between now and the said time.
I think that's it. There's another thing, but I'm sure it'll pop in our heads.
Oh, of course.
Okay, so let's talk Beaver.
Yeah, sure.
All right, man. Beaver cuts lights on Canada wedding by chomping down power pole.
Yeah, it seems about right.
Yeah. A beaver disrupted a wedding in Canada. That sounds like here.
Yes.
After cutting off the power by knocking down a nearby electrical pole. Saskatoon Power, that's right next to the province that doesn't exist anymore.
Yes.
Shared a photo of the top of the electrical pole complete with beaver bite marks resting in a muddy field. Crews were busy safely restoring power to Maple Creek area on Saturday. Now what?
Now, we should reiterate, like, beaver, this is an actual woodland creature, an actual animal, not slang
vagina.
For women parts. It wasn't a woman's vagina that chewed down.
There's a vagina. I am not going near
a power line.
Because if it's chewing on wood, I ain't feeding it any wood.
Well, well.
Some people are like, oh, I gotta try, man.
Yeah, I gotta try that. You hear what she did? She chewed down a telephone pole with a beaver. No, sir, you're reading the story wrong. It was an actual beaver.
The wedding reception and all that stuff continued because the venue had backup generators that eventually kicked in. It took a little while. I think it took like an hour. But they finally got everything back up and working for the rest of the night. And
yeah.
you know, so, you know, I think what it is don't neglect your beavers, people. What's with your beavers, peepers?
Is it because we had a long weekend? We're a little off.
I can't speak today, man.
Neither can I. We apologize. We're usually a little bit more professional than this.
Not very much more, but a little bit more.
Slightly above the grade, yeah.
Speaking of professional.
Oh.
Okay. I was going to the next story. Do you have something to say?
No, I was just going to say, if you're going to get married in Canada, you run the risk of having a beaver fuck your shit. Like,
it's beavers on our money, man. Like, exactly. The shit's everywhere. And I'm going to tell you, these motherfuckers they're nasty.
Yeah,
you got to blow up their dam. You got to blow up all kinds of shit. And then you got to deal with beaver fever.
Beaver fever, yeah.
Not Bieber fever.
No, not the Bieber. No. He's American now, so you can have him.
That's a different thing. Yeah, this is, you know, basically, you want to kick some beaver ass whenever you can.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. All right. So again, speaking of being professional.
Yeah.
Misplaced flexible blade, 33 centimeters long, which is a foot.
Yeah.
Removed from Montreal woman. Following hysterectomy surgery.
What? There's a foot-long surgical blade lost?
When they did her hysterectomy surgery?
Yes, that means removing her women parts on the inside. Yeah. Yes.
They decided to leave some things behind.
Oh, okay. Now you hear about this, like the classic trope, hey, the doctor, where's my watch? Oh, no. You mean like now it's, oh, where's my cell phone? Oh, no. So
where's my flexible 33 centimeter blade?
Oh, it's in
Martha.
Wow. So, okay. So they got now they got to dig her out, right? Like.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm sending Rob a link right now. I want you to see what the x-ray looked like.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my God. How would you forget that?
So, well, you know, when they say women can take like a big dick.
Yes, I've heard.
That's about 12. That's about 13 inches right there. It's through her stomach, through her intestines, all the way under her breast. That thing is like massive.
Well, yeah, and it's okay. Yeah, it like of course because it's so thin, it's probably just subdermal kind of thing, like right underneath the incision, right? But the way it looks like oh my god, it's just filling your entire body. Now, okay, that's a visual thing. Now. We're not as litigious as our neighbors to the south. Now, if this happened in the U.S., there would be a shitstorm of lawsuits and.
Oh yeah. She, you know, since her surgery, she was feeling a lot of pain.
Yeah.
So then she went and saw a doctor, and he said, "Well, oh, maybe it's you know, you have indigestion, and here, take some antacid."
Ah. Wow. So nobody's getting sued then, or is just
no? There's no indication that that's what. No, yeah. Usually. The stuff happens, they're usually pretty quick to be quiet about it and handle it outside of the. But she had ovarian cancer,
right?
And so she had to have the surgery done. But it's like, oh, we found some complicated. Like she didn't know for 6 months. She was just in pain for 6 months, and then she went to the emergency and said like, oh look, I'm just not feeling well. Something's wrong. And they went, okay, fine, we'll do an X-ray. And then they came back and they're like, holy shit,
yeah. And also, too, we should point out.
I think I found my remote.
Yeah, no kidding. Because of our healthcare system, our emergency wards get full with people like, oh my God, I got a migraine. No, you don't. You have a mild headache. You mean, oh my God, I got the sniffles. It's like, that's the drawback of having this, you know, the state run medical like we have. In the States, if I was paying a premium for every time I walked in the doctor, like, it'd be like, oh, my God, I better be dead. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's like copay?
Yeah.
That means me and you, right? Okay, see you later.
Yeah. But and that's like, and we, you know, I know I don't and you don't. Like, we don't, I just ignore that because we're like, well, no, I don't want to wait and emerge for 3 hours. Like, I better be on death's door, like, in order
to go, like. men are like that. We're like, I don't want to fucking deal with it unless you're my brother, and he's got a few conditions.
Yeah,
he's got like 911 on speed dial.
He dials
91 then 1.
Yes, exactly. 91. He doesn't have 911 on speed dial. No. Yeah, yeah. So, but you've heard these. I mean, it's always urban legend or something, or, oh, yeah, this doctor left this, or he left this, and, well, there you go. Here's
well, X-ray. It fucks you up on the inside, because she didn't have pain in her stomach.
No,
she had pain in her shoulder.
Well, yeah, because it would be fucking up your nerves, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be hitting something, right? So she's like, something's wrong. They pull an x-ray and they're like, I think this lady's telling the truth.
Yeah, there you go. Well, awesome. You know so what?
We removed G.I. Joe from you.
Yeah, G.I. Joe.
You know, we...
a full, not the little 3.25-inch G.I. No. We're talking like the full dress-up.
There was a magician's size. Hat. There was a magician's hat with the rabbit still in it, which, amazingly enough.
Well, anyway, so there we go. There's our Canada Day / Independence Day episode of the Roman Podcast this year. Being we are so close to the border, we don't celebrate both. We celebrate, obviously, our Canada Day. We all have to go to work today.
I don't know. I'm still tempted to jump in the car tonight and drive down to Niagara Falls. Well, and stay on the Canadian side and just watch the fireworks. I'm sure there's going to be fireworks on the American side.
Oh, yeah, quite sure. Yeah. Like, I live an hour away. Like, or not, no, Niagara Falls, I live closer than that. Like, I can get there in 40 minutes of that.
Well, I'm not fucking inviting you, asshole.
Well, I'm saying I could go, I won't go. You know.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, truth be told, folks, we can barely get through a half hour a week with each other. The price
that Roman is so insufferable, let me tell you.
Oh my god. Anyway, on that note, all joking aside, happy Canada Day and enjoy the great weather. And it's
happy fourth. Yeah, happy fourth.
Happy fourth to our American friends. And I think what's next? Our bank civic holiday in August or something, whatever?
It's something victorious.
No.
It's the we don't give a shit long weekend. Is that what it is?
It's a civic holiday. Basically, they made a long weekend in August just to make one because, like, you need another one. Yeah, we do. Actually, that's a good idea. What are we going to call it? I don't know. Fuck. Bank holiday. Done. All right. So, again, we rambled on a bit tonight there, but that's Jimmy. That's because of the long weekend. And we just wanted to make sure we got an episode out to you so you can enjoy it if you are traveling throughout these long weekends.
Yeah, play this with your kids in the car. Should go over well.
Yeah, the big, Daddy, do you have a peanut allergy?
Why? Do you drove for a while with Mommy?
Oh, boy. Anyway, before we go, where can everybody find you personally on the Twitters?
On the Twitters, on the Instagram, on the Snapchats, at Roman Citizens. And I started posting more stuff, so have a look.
Excellent. Yeah, awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at RobertMMCast and Instagram Cast1973. So on that note, I'm Robert Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
We'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth.
Holes...
Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grolics Podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud. That was the other third of the Grolics Podcast.
From afar. Because she's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman Podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman Podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa. Whoops. Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolics Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guy created Doctor Who. Canadian.
He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GR. awlixpodcast.com.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.